Simon Tav Kuf Yud Sif Beis. We saw yesterday that when one performs Bor on Yom Tov, even though on Shabbos, Bor needs to be done Ochel Mitoch Psolus, the good from the bad, Miyad for immediate use, and Biyad with one's hand. We saw that that's not true regarding Yom Tov because it's Ochel Nefesh, and therefore we are more lenient, and you can do Psolus Mitoch Ochel, you are supposed to do whichever one requires less Tircha. That's what the Ramah adds. That's what the Mechaber continues here. It says, when is this true that you take the bad from the good? That's when there's more good than bad. So if there's more good than bad, then removing the bad would be less tircha, less effort. But if there's more bad than good, then you remove the good and leave the bad, because the whole concept is to do whichever requires less tircha.
Even if
there's more psoles, and there should be more tircha in removing the psoles. However, if you find a situation where removing the psoles is actually requires less tircha, then you should remove the psoles. So if you have a situation where, let's say, there's more ochel, so therefore removing the ochel should be more tircha. But let's say the ochel are large pieces and the psoles are small pieces. So even if there's more ochel, since the psoles are such small pieces, there's more tircha involved in removing the psoles, so therefore you should remove the ochel instead. So the concept is you always do whatever requires less tircha, because again, there's no issue of boer since it is ochel nefesh, and we said it doesn't even need to be miyad, it just needs to be for that day so that you're not preparing for the next day. In those situations, you do whatever requires less tircha. What happens if they're equal? The Mishnah Berurah says, if they're equal, then you could choose whichever one you want to do. If you have nuts that cracked and they're still in their shell, lo mikri haklipa psolas, the shell is not called a psolas, since this is the way they normally come, and they are still mixed up. The Mishnah Berurah says that they're considered to be one min, and therefore you can take whichever one you want to take, you'll be okay. However, the Achronim agreed that still you should do whichever one requires less tircha. The Be'er Halacha over here points out that this is a little bit odd, because really it should be that if it was Boer which was able to be done the day before on Erev Yom Tov, then you shouldn't be allowed to do it on Yom Tov, or it should at least require a shinuing, yet the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah seem to be Mekil no matter what. So the Be'er Halacha's conclusion is that really it could be that you are doing it through a shinui, because the normal way to do the borer would be through a nafa or a kvara, a kli which is special for borer. And the Mechaber said that you're not allowed to use one of those kalim. So therefore, the Be'er Halacha concludes that really, if you could have done the borer before Yom Tov, then on Yom Tov you need to do it with a shinui. And therefore, so that's the conclusion of the Be'er Halacha. L'chatchila nachom b'gagon zeshay efshalom v'od yom livor ha'ochel mitoch ha'psoles dezel v'adai chashiv shinui. That what one should do, the Minhag Olami says, is that if you could have done it before Yom Tov and you didn't, then on Yom Tov you should make sure to take the ochel from the psoles, since that is considered to be a shinui. And when it comes to removing bones from fish, from this one, Karelitz says that the Minhag Olam is to be careful and to remove the ochel from the psoles, because this is something that could have been done before Yom Tov. Rav Yashiv says that you don't need to remove it, that you're allowed to do it in the normal fashion, to remove the bones from the fish. As Machlokes Nissan Karelitz and Rav Yashiv. Sif Gimel. Ein Masanen Achardal B'Masanena Shalov Ein Mematkin Oso B'Gachela Shalait Aval B'Shal Matachos Mutter. You cannot filter the chardal, the mustard, in its normal filter that is normally used, and you also can't sweeten it with a certain type of Gachela Shalait, with this type of coal, avav shel matachos mutter, but with a hot burning metal, you would be allowed to. The Mishnah Berurah says the reason you're not allowed to use this misanenes is because it looks like you are performing borer. And it sounds like, the Mishnah Berurah says, that if you do it through an abnormal fashion, then it would be mutter. As long as it's not through a nafa or a kvara, then it will be okay. The Magen Avraham says that if you couldn't have done it before Yom Tov, then you can even use the misanenes itself. The Be'er Halacha points out that there are some who hold that this misanenes is usually done for long periods of time, and therefore it's going to be aser no matter what.